I'm Father Seraph Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our continuing journey under the blessings, the glory, and the graces of God, a God who became incarnate like us in the Son, who came and dwelt within us in the Holy Spirit, and who calls us into union with Him in the person of the Father. We will continue our meditation this week after Pentecost, reflecting upon the importance of the Holy Trinity in our lives, beginning with the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 10, verses 21 and 22. In that very hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit, and said, I praise thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide these things from the wise and prudent, and didst reveal them to little ones. Yes, Father, for such was thy good pleasure. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and him to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. St. John Cassian writes, Where there is the person of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and where it is that the Son of God who receives the Spirit who descends, and the Father who gives his witness, none had more honor, and none received any lack for it, all applies equally to the fullness of the Godhead. Each person of the Trinity contains within himself the glory of the whole Trinity. Today, in our meditation, we see that St. John Cassian wishes to emphasize a point which I have made several times during our journey of Theosis, and that is that each member of the Trinity acts in concert with the other two members of the Holy Trinity. No one member, the Father, the Son, nor the Holy Spirit, acts alone. Rather, all act together. God, as I have said, holds nothing of himself back in his desire to call us into union with him. So each member of the Trinity is equally deserving of our praise and of our love. And when we glorify one member of the Trinity, we glorify the entire Trinity. Indeed, we can say, Blessed be our God who has revealed this to us. Blessed be the Holy Father who has revealed to we whose the mysteries of the Trinity are so far beyond our comprehension. Yet in our littleness and our ignorance, he and his Son, he and his Spirit, has revealed this great and this wondrous truth to us. Blessed indeed be him who has come to us, who has given us this grace through the incarnation of the Son, through the blessings and the indwelling of the power of the divinity as seen in spirit, so that we might be able to truly see the Father. Indeed, as the scripture says, show us the Father and we will need nothing else. In the Son and in the Spirit, the Father has been revealed to us. And this week, all throughout this week, we celebrate this great, this wondrous mystery, this great and this wondrous gift, as we strive to continue our journey to the Father, of living each and every day more and more in the fullness of the grace, the glory, and the love offered to us in the Trinity. And so we will conclude with our prayer to the Holy Trinity. We have seen the true light. We have received the Heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith, and we worship the undivided Trinity, for the Trinity has saved us.